June 10th, 1923. The office of victim, and what it means to be deposed from it. In order to live in the divine will, the door through which to enter is the humanity of Jesus. I was lamenting to my sweet Jesus about his privations. And I thought to myself, who knows what is the reason why he is not coming? And if it is true, as sometimes he made me understand, that he does not come because of the chastisements, since, given the state of victim in which he keeps me, if he comes, having to communicate pains to me because of the office I occupy, he feels his arms being broken. And since justice wants to punish, as the creature forces it to do so, because of this, he does not come. And so, if this is the case, then he should remove me from the state of victim. As long as he comes, I care little about everything else. What I care about is Jesus, my life, my all. Everything else is nothing for me. Now, while I was thinking of this and other things, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior and surrounding my neck with his arm, told me, my daughter, what are you saying? Deposing you from your office? You don't know what it means to lose dominion, to lose the right of command, to no longer be able to dispose of anything. In fact, when a person is in office, he can always dispose. If he is a judge, he can judge. He has the right to issue condemnation and also to absolve. It may be that for days or weeks he does not exercise his office because there are no occasions. But in spite of this, he receives his pay, maintains his rights, and as guilty or righteous people present themselves, he is at his post of judge and can defend and condemn. But if he is deposed, he loses all his rights and is reduced to inability. And so with all other offices. Therefore, content yourself with being without me sometimes, rather than wanting to be deposed from your office. Otherwise, you will also lose the right of having the deserved scourges be held back in part. And if it seems to you that because of the lack of pains of a few days, you do nothing, your remaining in office is always something. And what you do not do one day, as I come to you and find you in office, you can do on another day. But this is not all. It is the least part. The most essential is that in order to live in my will, the door through which to enter, the first link of connection, is my humanity. My humanity was indeed the first and true victim which, because of the office given to me by my celestial Father, lived as sacrificed and completely crucified in the divine will. And by virtue of the power of my eternal volition, it was able to multiply my life for all and for each one. And just as by the power of one single fiat, I multiplied so many created things, giving to each creature the right to make them her own, in the same way, the power of my will multiplied one single life, so that each one might have me for himself alone, as help, as defense, as refuge, however he wanted me. This is all the greatness, the good, the all, the infinite distance between living in my will and living in a different way, even good and holy. The multiplication of one act into as many acts as one wants, enough for as many as want to make use of them. Now, if I deposed you from your office, not only would you not occupy my office on earth, since you would not be in my humanity, which, even though it did much, impetrating so much good for men, yet did not take the rights, the honor, the decorum away from my justice when it would require to punish men justly. Rather, I would resign myself. But in lacking the link of connection, you would not be able to live in my will. You would lose dominion. Your acts would become mere intentions. And when you say, "My Jesus, in your will I love you, I bless you, I thank you for all, I feel sorrow for each offense," and so forth, your acts would not hover over each human act to become act of each human act, love for each love that creatures should give me. You would not follow all my acts which are present in my will. You would remain behind. And they would be pious intentions at most, which can do some good, but not acts for all, which may give life, and which contain the power of our creative will. And yet, how many times you tell me, "Since you have called me into your will, do not leave me behind. Oh, Jesus, let it be so that together with you I may follow the acts of creation, to requite you for the love of all created things, as well as those of redemption and of sanctification, so that wherever your acts and your love are present, there may be the requital of mine." And now, you want me to leave you behind? I remain confused and did not know what to answer. Good Jesus disposes as best he pleases, and everything for his glory.